For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I noticed all that beautiful barbed wire going up today. It was a barbed wire used properly can be a beautiful sight.
Campaigning in Montana, President Trump continued to talk tough about illegal immigration as he told the crowd to vote for Republican Matt Rosendale, who's challenging Democrat John Tester's U.S. Senate seat.
They want to get rid of ICE. Even you in Montana, you're not going to be able to walk around. You'll be locking those doors. You'll be locking those windows.
Former Vice President Joe Biden fought laryngitis as he campaigned for Democrats in Ohio, urging voters to reject divisiveness.
The only thing strong enough to tear America apart is America. We've seen it start. And we've got to stop it now. Right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Scientists have made an amazing discovery off the coast of California. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
More than 1,000 octopuses have gathered together to lay a cluster of white eggs. It's a federally protected area. According to the LA Times, scientists and educators were able to observe the cephalopods with their bodies tucked upside down into nooks with their tentacles inverted and covering the eggs from remotely operated vehicles aboard the Ocean Exploration Trust's Nautilus, a 211-foot vessel that's been charting previously unseen marine life and capturing it on a 24-hour live stream since June.
Police responded quickly to Friday afternoon's 911 call from a hot yoga studio in Tallahassee, Florida, where Police Chief Michael DeLeo has named the gunman.
We have identified the perpetrator of this event. His name is Scott Paul Bierley from Deltona, Florida.
Two people were killed. The gunman killed himself. Five people were injured, and two are still hospitalized. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
A big coffee shop chain is going to get a lot bigger, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Already a giant, Starbucks says it's going to open over 2,000 new stores next year. Its CEO Kevin Johnson saying the expansion will be focusing on long-term growth markets in the United States as well as in China. Starbucks announcing the target of 2,100 new stores in 2019 and reporting its third quarter results. Revenue of $6.3 billion for the 3 months ending in September, up 11% over last year.
A rare virus continues to spread across the U.S. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
A rare polio-like illness continues to spread across the United States. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
What we know is that you're having a polio-like illness. Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it. Some are recovering, and then some are having what appears to be maybe permanent paralysis. And the CDC has not yet made it so everyone has to report these cases. If you're not reporting all of these cases, how are we supposed to find out what actually is the cause? So it's not actually up to the CDC to mandate reporting. However, there is a council that has recommended the last several years that people don't have to report this. But the CDC could be giving more information to recognize not only the symptoms of it, but also discuss what the best treatment options are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.